Hi, I'm Jen Cano, senior editor here at Bright Builders and certified eBay consultant. I'm also an editor for eBay Radio. I hope you've already downloaded the worksheet for this session and you're ready to go. If you haven't already downloaded it, please go and do that and then start the workshop again. It'll be important for you to have that worksheet throughout the entire workshop. The research software we'll use tonight is Deep Analysis. Please go ahead and also open that if you have it. It's not absolutely necessary for you to have it open while we're having this discussion, though. It would just be helpful. Since auction research can be a complex subject, I don't want to ask any of you to feel like you're jumping in the deep end tonight, so I've created this lesson to help you get your feet wet and to gain some initial research skills that you can continue to use later to find products that sell and to figure out what to do to get the most out of your auctions. One of the first things our internet business coaches ask people to do when beginning on eBay is to sell something they already own that they don't want anymore. And this gives you basic experience selling on eBay. So that's what we're going to do during this lesson. We're going to parallel that purpose. And we're going to get some, we're going to sell something we already own to gain basic experience using deep analysis. During this workshop, I'm going to look through some items in my house to find something that might sell. Then, together, we'll use deep analysis to figure out which of the items I should sell on eBay. And once we've decided which item to sell, we'll use the research to figure out ways to boost my chances of selling. Now, we're going to go over a lot of material during this discussion, so it will be important for you to review the concepts again later. To help you do this, you have your worksheet that I hope you've downloaded. And we're going to refer to it pretty often throughout the workshop. Also, I have prepared a seller's guide to help you learn how to make the power of auction research really work for you. The guide has tutorials and a getting started section that you can use to help you walk through the program over and over again. Now, as I said before, we're going to research stuff I found in my own garage. Now, when I started hunting through all the stuff in there for hidden treasures, I was reminded of my first entrepreneurial experiences as a kid. The summer when I was 7, our family lived in a little town called Henrietta, Oklahoma, and the most exciting event of every day was when the ice cream truck would come rolling down the hill right in front of our house. Now, we didn't get an allowance, and my mom rarely gave us money for that ice cream truck, so we had to be a little inventive when it came to getting ice cream money. I remember rummaging through the garage or the attic or old toy chest to find things we could sell door to door, and after a little while we got pretty good at it. But to my mom's horror, one of the things we found in her closet was a sketch pad that she had been working on in art class. Now, she was taking an art class that centered around the human form. And as you know, in some art classes, they study the human body and they do nude sketches. And that is what was on that sketch pad. And that is what we sold to the guy who lived down the street. And my mom was really mad. And, well, suffice it to say that we were in our rooms a very, very long time that day. But if my mom had to guess about my brother's future profession at the age of 9, there would have been strong evidence to suggest that he'd become an entrepreneur, and she'd have been right, because today he has his own business, only now he's working for a lot more than ice cream money, and I assume that's the direction you're going too. But we have to start somewhere. Just like my brother and I as kids, we started selling things door to door for ice cream money, and you are beginning selling on eBay, selling something from your house. Earning ice cream money gives you practical skills at a low risk. That's where we're at, searching for items in the garage or attic. We're looking for low-risk items that will give us great experience and skills for the future when we actually have money riding on the line. We're getting prepared. Please get out your worksheet now and look at number 1. Think about 3 things you already own that you would be interested in selling on eBay and write them down. Now, I found my own 3 items rummaging through dusty boxes and cobwebs and little corners They're a used but functional Sony VCR, a large mirror, and some sconces from the pottery barn. For those of you who don't know what sconces are, they're decorative lights that you hang on the wall, sometimes on either side of a mirror or a framed picture. Go back to your worksheet now, and just for fun, we're going to make some guesses about how auctions with these same items performed on eBay over the last month. First, take a guess about the sconces. They're from the Pottery Barn. They're carved in walnut. Guess what percent of auctions with sconces like mine sold. Then, guess how much they sold for on average. Now, guess the percent of Sony VCRs that sold and the average price that they sold for. You have that? Now guess the percent of mirrors matching mine that sold and the price that they sold for. My mirror is a large mantel mirror with an ornate wooden frame. How comfortable did you feel just guessing? Probably wasn't that comfortable, was it? Research leads to confident decisions. And as long as we're just guessing, all we're ever going to earn is ice cream money. We will be winning auctions by luck and not necessarily with good, educated decisions behind us. That's what we're going to do now. We are going to get some good, educated decisions behind us. We're going to make confident decisions about what I should list and how I should list it. Now that I've found my three items I'd like to sell on eBay, I need to research them to figure out which one I should list. Which one is going to be the most successful? I'm going to use deep analysis to figure it out. When we research my little treasures, first we'll narrow the research to make sure the auctions we're studying match the item we're researching. Narrowing the research is really important because that is what is going to lead us to meaningful statistics that can help us build a successful auction. Once we've narrowed our research, we'll compare the research to decide which of my items to list. Then, when we've pinpointed the item I should sell, we'll look at some reports to decide what we should do to boost our chances of selling and figure out ways to increase our selling price. Does that sound good? You want to learn how to increase your selling prices, learn how to boost your chances of selling? That's what we're going to learn. We're going to start with narrowing our research. Let's look at the VCR. Remember, we're going to go through a process to narrow the research so that our statistics will be meaningful. Go ahead and turn to deep analysis. If you don't have it open, it's okay. Listen carefully and take some notes. The worksheet will remind you of how to go through this process later when you do it on your own. The first part of the software we're going to use is the research panel. You can find this at the top of the window, of the deep analysis window. Look at it carefully. To search, you can enter criteria such as keywords, a category, a time period, a price range, an auction type. You can even decide the number of auctions you want to include in your research. We're just going to use the keywords field to research during this workshop. When I did my initial search, I wasn't really sure which kinds of keywords I should use to find listings that included VCRs like mine. I'm not really knowledgeable enough about Sony VCRs to know which keywords would return only records of auctions that have VCRs like mine. So I knew ahead of time that I'd probably have to go through a few rounds of research on this item to narrow the research results down to what I want. Let's go back to the worksheet. Go to 3A. Write down the search terms you think you might use to find auctions that match a Sony VCR. These are the words you would enter in the keywords field on the Deep Analysis Research Panel to search for auctions. I decided to enter the keywords Sony and VCR in the keywords field. Pretty straightforward, right? Near the top of the deep analysis window, there is the keywords field, and that's where I put it. I also left the auction number at 500. That's the little drop down list that's a little bit below the keywords field. I chose this number of auctions so I could get research results back quickly. Later, when I want a larger number of auctions to base my research on, I'll increase that number, but for now, I just want an initial peek at the market. The great thing about research with deep analysis is that you only have to start out with an idea to begin. You can get more research ideas from the auctions it returns after your first search. When I click Start, Deep Analysis searches the eBay database for auctions with the words Sony and VCR in their titles. Deep Analysis will return the first 500 matches it finds in the database. This means if there are 1,000 auctions that match my search criteria, the program will only show data for the first 500 of them. If there aren't 500 auctions, it will return as many as it can find. Look at the bar across the bottom of the program. When you see the little icon of two computers moving a tiny box between them, on the bottom of your screen, you know that Deep Analysis is searching for auctions that match your criteria. It's busy working. If the bar says engine idle, you know that Deep Analysis is done searching. My request has come back, and Deep Analysis has found 500 auctions that include Sony VCR in the title. Okay, so now I've gotten the results back, and what do I do? Is it time to start looking at the statistics to see how much Sony VCRs are going for? No, it's time to look at the individual auctions to make sure they offer VCRs that match the one I want to list. To find out if the auctions match, I go to the Auctions tab. If you're following along, it's one of the tabs just below the research panel. When I click that tab, I see a list of all 500 auctions Deep Analysis found. To make it easier to look through the titles, I click the title column heading. Now, auction titles that are the same are grouped together. As I look through the list, I see several words in the titles that do not describe my VCR. I also see several more words that do describe my VCR. The reason that we want to narrow the research to include only auctions that match the item we're researching is because items that don't match will skew our results. For example, I see that some of the auctions included in my research right now really offered a Sony VCR remote control. The price for the remote control is much less than the price for a VCR. So if there were too many of these kinds of auctions in my results, when I go to look at something like the average selling price for the auctions in my research, the average price would not be accurate for VCRs. The price would be diluted with lower prices for remote controls and whatever else I don't weed out that doesn't belong. So let's go back to the worksheet. Let's look at number 3B. Here I ask you to go through the Auctions tab and scan through the titles to find words that match the product we're researching. I'm going to point out some of the words for you to list right now, but I'd like you to go through the same process again later when you're researching your own products. Looking through the list of auctions in Deep Analysis, I find some words that match my VCR. Please go ahead and write them in the spaces on 3B. I see these words. I see hi-fi, that matches. I see forehead, not to be confused with the upper part of my face, and stereo. Hi-fi, forehead, and stereo. So I add those to the list of words I want to include in my next round of research. Now it's time to look for words that are part of auctions that don't match. Let's go to 3C on the worksheet. Here I want you to write down the words that don't match. Looking through the list of auctions, I see that some of them are TV VCR combos. So write down TV. I don't have a TV VCR combo. I also see, again, auctions with just a VCR remote control, no VCR. So I write down remote. Some of the auctions include a warranty, while others include a DVD recorder. My VCR doesn't have a warranty or a DVD recorder. So add warranty and DVD to the list as well. Looking at the list of search words to include and the search words to exclude, I feel pretty confident that I'm ready for my next round of research. In fact, since I've looked through the auction so carefully this time, I'm pretty sure that I'm ready for my final round of research for this particular project. On the Deep Analysis Research panel, notice that there's a button named Keyword Type. When I click that button, I get two options, Simple Keyword Research and Advanced Keyword Research. By default, Simple Keyword Research is always selected, and that's what I use to do my initial research. But now, since I want to exclude words from my search, I need to use the Advanced Keyword Search option. With that option selected, I enter the words we wrote down for 3B, the words we want to include, in the Keywords field. The words are Sony, VCR, Hi-Fi, 4, and stereo. This time, instead of just entering the words as they are, I put a plus sign in front of each of them. There's no space between the plus sign and the keyword. This tells Deep Analysis to include auctions with those words in the auction title in the research results. I also enter the words that I want to exclude from my search results. I enter the words TV, remote, DVD, and warranty. To let Deep Analysis know that I want to exclude them, I add a minus sign in front of each of those words. Again, there's no space between the minus sign and the word you're excluding. Now that my research results are back, I go to the Auctions tab again to make sure that the list of auctions match my VCR. It looks like they do, but I want to check on one more thing before I look at the statistics that will tell me how successful my VCR auction is likely to be. When I click on the total sales column heading, right next to the title column heading, to sort the auctions according to their ending sales prices, I see that the top selling auction sold for around $1,500. Now the next highest selling auction sold for around $250. This tells me that the $1,500 auction is most likely a fluke, and with such a high price in comparison to the other VCRs, this auction is going to skew my results. So how do I get rid of that $1,500 auction? Do I have to go through the research process again? No way. There's a checkbox next to each auction on the list. So I uncheck the box next to that auction, the $1,500 one. Then I click the Filter This Report button at the top of the Auctions tab. When I click this button, Deep Analysis recalculates all of the statistics throughout the report on every tab, excluding the auction that sold for $1,500. Now I have a question for you. Why is it important to exclude this one auction? There are 499 other auctions, and the $1,500 auction wouldn't make that big of a difference, right? Well, maybe in a few cases that's true, but part of the purpose of my research is to determine things about the auction that will increase its chances of selling, and the price, the selling price. So, for example, if I'm looking at the best day to close my auction, and the research shows that auctions selling on Mondays sold for a much higher average sales price than on Tuesdays, I'm going to list on Tuesdays. But if this $1,500 auction is still included in the statistics, it's going to make it look like whichever day it's listed on is going to get me the best price, and that's just not necessarily true. So it will skew the results. Before we move on, let's take a little quiz to make sure you understand how to narrow your research and the reasons why you'd want to do that. Please go to number 4 on your worksheet and tell me one reason why it's important to narrow your research. If you said something like, if the auctions don't match the item I want to sell, statistics such as average selling price will not be accurate. You're absolutely right. After all, what's the use of doing research if the results are not accurate? And by the way, Deep Analysis, when you really get into it, it will let you get as accurate as you can possibly want to. The next question on our quiz asks you to name two ways to narrow your research. There are lots of ways to narrow your research, but let's talk about the two we've covered in this workshop. First, we narrowed the research using keywords. We put plus signs in front of the words in the auction titles we wanted to include in our research, and we put minus signs in front of the words in the titles that we wanted to exclude. The second way we went over is the filtering feature. We unchecked the box next to the $1,500 auction that we thought would skew our statistics. Then we clicked Filter this report. So you can use keywords to narrow. You can use the research panel to narrow, and you can use the filter this report option. Now's the moment we've been waiting for. I know it seems like a lot of work, but I have laid a foundation for my research that's going to lead me to meaningful statistics and indicators about whether I should list this product and how I should list it. To find out how successful auctions that sold VCRs like mine were, I go to the Reports tab. And scrolling down a bit, I find the executive summary. One of the lines on the summary says, the average sales price, ASP, per item is $136.74. This means that the average VCR that sold for $136.74 of the VCRs that match mine. Another line says, the auction success rate is 65.62%. This means that 65.62% of the auctions included in my research sold. Not too shabby for a garage sale item, $136.74. I think I can get a little more for this than ice cream. Now let's stop for a minute. Do you realize what we've just done here? In about 10 minutes, we've discovered that this product has 65% chance of selling and that we can expect to make about $136 on it. What would my brother and I have given to know how much every item in our garage would sell for and our chances for selling it on the first try? When we move away from guessing, again, we start to move beyond ice cream money. If you were researching your own items, you'd carefully research each one the same way that we've done for the VCR. And when you get really practiced at it, you'll be able to research a product at this level in about 5 minutes. I've already done the research for the sconces and the mirror. So let's compare the average success percentages and the sales prices for each item. Find number 5 on your worksheet. The executive summaries begin on page 2, and the answer table is on page 3. We're going to look at these summaries together and write down the chances of selling, the average success rate, and the price it sells for, which is the average sales price for each item. Look at the executive summary for the VCRs. On the line that says the auction success rate is 65.62%, circle that percent. This figure represents my chances of selling this VCR. Then find the line that says the average sales price per item is $136.74, and circle the dollar amount. This means that of the auctions that sold, the average selling price was $136.74. Now, write down the percentage and the dollar amount you circled on the table on page 3, next to the Sony VCR. Now let's find the same figures for the sconces. Circle the percentage, 82.5, then circle the dollar amount, $26.56. Write these figures on the table on page 3 as well. Finally, let's find out how likely the mirror is to sell and how much it's likely to sell for. Circle those figures on the executive summary for the mirror. You should have circled 31.4%. and $21.63. Write those down on your table also, please. Now you have a clear comparison of the 3 items I found in my garage. Which one would you sell? To me, it looks like the VCR is the winner for both sales rate and sales price. Do you agree? Remember, we took some guesses earlier in the workshop. Look at number two on your worksheet. Compare your guesses to the research results. Even if you guessed correctly about which item I should sell, were there some surprises about the other items? Do you think you could guess correctly every time? For this auction, you've had no risk. It's not even stuff from your own garage. But when you're choosing an item to sell on eBay that you have to pay for if it doesn't sell, you don't want to be guessing. You don't want to pay extra listing fees. And you don't want to lose money on an auction that sells for a lot less than you paid for it. You want to make confident decision, and that is what deep analysis is for. Well, congratulations, we've hit another milestone. We found the treasure in my closet. Are you starting to wonder which of the items in your house is a treasure? Let's keep going. We have one more milestone to go. Now that we've narrowed our research to make it meaningful, and we've pinpointed which item shows the most promise, it's time to boost our chances of selling and increase our profits. For the auctions included in our VCR research, there was a 65% chance of selling. That's not too bad. That means that about 2 in 3 VCR auctions sold. But what can I do to increase my chances of selling? This question is really the heart of deep analysis. There are so many auction elements to consider when you're listing your auction. Why did some auctions sell while others failed? The point of the research is to find out statistically which auction elements lead to success and which elements don't. Simply put, I want better than a 65% chance of selling, and I'm going to get that information from deep analysis. We're going to get it together. We're going to look at just 4 of the auction elements that will lead this auction to success. With my VCR research open, I'll go to the Reports tab to find out the most successful auction type, listing feature, listing day, and ending day. There are other reports too, but those are the ones we're going to look at. Remember, the Report tab is the same place where you can find the executive summary. I've included reports for each of these auction elements on number 6 on your worksheet. Let's look at them together. The first thing we're going to do is remind ourselves of what the average success rates and prices were in the executive summary. This is going to help us determine if the percentages and prices we see in the other reports are higher than those averages. First, we're going to compare the executive summary figures to the figures in the auction summary. Why are we going to compare those figures? The reason is because the executive summary figures represent all of the auctions included in our report. Now, the figures in the auction summary represent, for example, the figure for an auction, a regular auction without a buy it now. The figures there are only the statistics for auctions that included that were auctions without bin. So we want to compare the total average of all the research to this small set of research so we can see if that small set did better. The regular auctions without a bin, we can see if those did better than all of the other auctions. Now, write down the executive summary average success rate. That's 65.62%. Then write down the executive summary ASP, the average sales price. That was $136.74. Now, look at the best auction type report. To find out the success rate, look for the column heading that reads auction success rate. It's toward the middle of the report. Look down that column and circle the highest percent. Have you got that? It looks like the highest is 71.37%, and that figure is based on 262 auctions. You can see that if you look a few columns to the left. So circle 71.37%. That's a regular auction without buy it now. Remember, the average success rate on the executive summary was about 65%. This means that regular auctions without buy it now had a 6% better chance of selling than the average VCR auction. Now, just below the report, find the question that asks, what is the auction type with the best auction success rate? You want to write down the auction type that goes with the percent that you circled. So you want to write down regular auction without buy it now. Now let's look at the column titled ASP on that report. Again, that's average sales price per auction. What's the highest price in that column? To me, it looks like it's $197.67. Circle that number. That statistic is based on 32 auctions, which is an acceptable number of auctions to represent a reliable statistic. If you glance to the left, you'll see that buy it now auctions get the best price, $197.67. The average sales price for all the auctions in our report found in the executive summary is about $60 less than the auctions that are listed as buy it now. That's pretty good, don't you think? So please write buy it now next to the question that asks, what is the auction type with the best ASP or the best average sales price? Just so you know, buy it now auctions in Deep Analysis are fixed price auctions on eBay. I want you to notice an interesting thing here. The auction type with the best chances of selling is not the auction type with the highest selling price. Interesting, huh? Often this will be the case, and you'll have to decide which strategy you're going to go for. Are you going for a higher price, or are you going for a better chance of selling, or are you going to try and reach a happy medium? I've decided that I want a better chance of selling. I don't have to pay anything for this VCR. I'm not going to use it ever anymore, so I'm not losing anything selling it. I don't want to spend a lot in listing fees, and so I'm just going to try to get my best chances of selling. I know I can make at least $136 on it. So let's move on to the most useful eBay features report on the bottom of the page. Page 5 has the question list that goes with this report, so let's write the auction success rate and the sales price from the executive summary again. That's 65% or 65.62% and $136.74. Looking back at the features report on the bottom of page 4, look for the highest auction success rate and circle all the percentages that are higher than 65.62%, which was the success rate in the executive summary. If the percentage is higher than 65.62%, it's an indication that the feature helped the auction sell better. Now, why are we circling more than one in this table and only one thing in the last table? It's because in the last table, you can only list your auction as one auction type. But in the features table, there are lots of features, and you can list an auction with more than one feature. So we are going to circle all of the ones that we think are going to help. So we're going to circle the percentages that are higher than our average percent, which was 65.62%. Which ones did you circle? Did you circle the one that goes with gallery picture? That's 75.38%. Looks like that one did 10% better than the average. Pretty good. And did you circle the one that goes with bold? Wow, you cannot beat 92.51%. You'd be hard-pressed. That's a hot-selling ticket right there, and the figure is based on 27 auctions, which is enough auctions for the statistic to be meaningful. But look at highlight, 100%. Now, this one is like the bitter chocolate squares that you can buy, the baker's chocolate. It looks like chocolate. It smells like a chocolate bar. It is chocolate, but it looks like a chocolate bar, smells like a chocolate bar, but when you taste it, it's definitely not a chocolate bar. And this 100% is definitely not a meaningful statistic. This one's based on only one auction. This is not a sound statistic. It's not a good sample of 500 auctions included in our research. So on page 5, go ahead and write gallery picture or gallery feature and bold next to the question that asks, which listing features have a better auction success rate than the average success rate on the executive summary? Going back to the features report on page 4, let's figure out which feature might help me boost my selling price. Since the average price is $136.74, circle all the selling prices belonging to features that did better than $136.74. Which ones did you circle? If you circled the prices belonging to reserve price, gallery picture, and bold, you are correct. Write those features down on page 5 next to the question that asks which listing features have a better ASP, that's average sales price, than the ASP on the executive summary. Now comes the fun part again. We get to compare the features that had the best success rates with the features that had the best selling price. So look at what you've written down. Now it looks like the only difference between the two lists is the reserve price. I'm going to go ahead and choose gallery picture and bold, but I'm not going to do a reserve price because I don't want to pay too many listing fees up front. Well, we've done two reports and we have two more to go to create a really, really fantastic auction. Let's look at the best starting day. Write down the success rate and the sales price from the executive summary again. That's 65.62% and $136.74. Looking at the starting day report, let's check out which day of the week will give us the best chances of selling. Did you circle 78.21% for Thursday? That's 13% better than the average auction on the executive summary. This means that my auction is more likely to sell if I sell on Thursday. Now, next to the question that asks, which starting day has the best auction success rate? Write Thursday. But which starting day will give us the best selling price? Look at the ASP per auction column and circle the highest price. It looks like Tuesday wins with $227.68. Write Tuesday next to the question that asks, which starting day has the best ASP? If Thursday gives us the best chances of selling, but Tuesdays give us the best sales price, which would you choose? There's no wrong answer here, just different goals and objectives. If your goal is to make more money, even if you have to list again, you should choose on Tuesday. But the chances of selling on Tuesday are lower than the average shown on the executive summary. A lot, well, just a little lower, 62%. If, like me, you just want to increase your chances of selling, I'd go for Thursday. The chances of selling are best on that day, and the selling price is higher than the average on the executive summary, so you're still coming out ahead. Are you ready for the last report? This is the ending day report on the bottom of page 5. This report tells us which day of the week is best to end our auctions. The questions that go with this report are on the top of page 5, or 6, sorry, on the top of page 6. I'm going to let you analyze this report mostly by yourself. I'll just give you a few cues to point you in the right direction. On page 6, write the average success rate and the ASP for the executive summary. Now look back at the ending day report. Figure out which day had the best success rate. Make sure the statistics for that day are based on enough auctions so that it's valid. Write your answer next to the question on page 6 that says, which ending day has the best auction success rate? When you're done, go back to the report and decide which day had the best selling price. Write your answer on page 6 next to the question that says, which ending day has the best ASP? Did you answer Sunday for the best success rate? And did you answer Tuesday for the best sales price? See, you're getting the hang of it. All right. Look at the report again and decide which day you would recommend that I end the auction on. There are many great arguments for listing on either day. I'd choose Tuesday, though, because the chances of selling 71% are still better than the average success rate, 65%, and I can make a lot more money on that day. Now that we've made our major listing decisions, let's go to question number 7 to summarize how I should list this auction to boost its chances of selling. We decided on regular auctions with Buy It Now as the optimal auction type. For the eBay features, we decided on Gallery Picture and Bold. Then for the best listing day, we decided Thursday. And we decided to end the auction on a Tuesday. Wow, look at how much you've learned in just 45 minutes, and you'll get faster and faster as you get more practice. I've had a lot of practice, and this kind of analysis would take me about 15 minutes total. Imagine what you can do with this basic knowledge you now have of deep analysis. Instead of comparing different products, can you compare different brands of the same product? For example, could you compare Panasonic VCRs against Sony VCRs? Can you compare different features of the same type of product? For example, blue shirts instead of red shirts? Sure you can, and this is the research that is going to help you make more than ice cream money. It's going to save you time, take away the guesswork, and help you build a foundation for a successful business. Looks like we've created a pretty good auction from the contents of my closet. I think that with these strategies, you're ready to go out on your own treasure hunt. What's buried in your closet? Please take the time to print the worksheet out again and go through this process with items from your own house. Remember, with this first sale, it's not the ice cream money that matters. It's the experience you'll gain going through the process. Thanks. This is Jen Cano.